My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
One, two, three, four. Get up, get on up. Get up, get on up. Stay on the scene. Get on up like a sex machine. Get on up. Get up, get on up. Get up, get on up. Stay on the scene. Get on up like a sex machine. Get on up.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Yeah, they got us up. We're working on a holiday.
Shake your arm.
How about that?
And
use your
arm. It is Sam and Greg in for the morning shift. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a happy Labor Day to all y'all out South Fulton.
Down to South Fulton.
Yesterday was East Cobb, just the whole area.
Okay.
Now it's just South Fulton.
South Fulton.
Yeah.
Well, that's a town now. That's a municipality.
I'm just throw eyeball in my there. I miss Brian Kelly going crazy again, pounding the table.
That's you know.
He got a bad taste in his mouth.
Great game last night, though.
It was. Not for him and not for LSU.
Well, it was just a good game, period. I think it was the only game on. It's the last Sunday before the NFL, and it was on last night. And anybody that was, you know, wanted to see some football, it was on. And, hey, I thought it was a good game. And Southern Cal comes out with the end, and the end with the win, and we had some of our home folks. The kicker for Southern Cal is from down in Fayette County, Stars Mill High School transfer from Georgia Southern. The running back that scored the winning touchdown is from City of Atlanta, went to Carver, new schools of Carver here in town. And they're out there through the magic of the transfer portal. Here they are playing for Southern Cal and beating LSU. So, hey.
Well, I had to watch that game last night. Not because I really wanted to see the outcome or we were going to talk about it. That was the only thing I could watch. Those of you out there that have DirecTV know what I'm talking about. They pulled something slick yesterday. Because, see, it was September 1st, right? Beginning of the month.
Yeah.
I watched ESPN, the pregame, all of that right up to first pitch. And then they went dark.
Well, people on social media just went,
sideways. Man. There's so I could not see the Braves game.
They were not happy, right?
Yeah, well, I was another one. If I didn't have two young dogs around me, I would have started cussing out loud. Treating them like kids this week. They got picked up yesterday. I'm back to a single dog household.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Things are back to normal.
Dude, when I got home yesterday, there were two landmines waiting for me.
Whoa.
Not from the backside, from the front side. Like,
really?
Like they had a bad meal someplace. I won't any kind of restaurant or whatever.
Okay.
But the Piper left two. One on the wood floor. And then, because like I had to get up at 3 in the morning, come here.
Yeah.
So I walked them beforehand, did everything I could do, made sure they were cool, right? And left. And when I got back after the show yesterday,
This
is what I ran into. And did one on her blanket. So what did I do? Clean everything up and wash their blanket. I'm making points. Because, see, there's going to come a time in about a month from now where Jesse's going to need to be watched. Yeah. And I don't want to hear no back talk.
Yeah.
I don't want to. I am with
you. You don't have to say, do you receipts? Remember? That's all going to
be
there, right?
No, I don't want to hear no back talk. As soon as you get your mouth fixed like you're going to say no, change it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to remind you of the last week in August. But I enjoyed having both of them here. It's just been a really interesting week. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. On this Labor Day, Monday morning, want to thank you for letting us be a part of it. Obviously, we are in for the morning shift. Want to thank Tiffany, Bo, and Mike for letting us come in here. And
we're going to leave everything the way we found it.
Yep.
We're not going to break anything. We're going to leave everything right here in good order.
You know what I was thinking about as we – and I want to talk about what happened, too, a little bit down the road because we got some golf going on down there on Memorial Drive, right, out at East Lake.
Yeah. Well, they're done.
Well, I know that. I'm saying we've had, some golf going on down there. But this was a day that I don't know how old you need to be to just remember that this day and what took place on this day is a part of your life. You can't tell the history of Sam and Greg and people of a certain age that went through this holiday without spending some time with Jerry Lewis and the muscular dystrophy telethon. Every year.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a memory from that? And not to, it was special every year, but there's
special every year.
There's one that I remember. It's one of my oldest memories, and I didn't understand the significance of it then. Mm-hmm. But it's like when they replay the muscular dystrophy telethons and the people who performed on it.
Because it was like just stars or who's
who. Oh, one after another.
Right, right.
But do you know where I'm going with this? It was the famous Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
You guys, again, this is one of those. This is before me and Sam. So that gives you an idea how long ago I'm talking about. There were no bigger entertainers in this country for the longest time than Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin as a comedy team. And they lasted, maybe a decade. I mean, I guess they got together post-World War II.
Yeah, movies together and whatnot.
They would pack places like Beyonce.
Yep.
And Taylor Swift. As a comedy
team. Jerry Lewis was revered in France for some reason. I don't know what the attraction was in France.
Well, this was after they broke up and he started making movies.
Yeah, the folks in France just thought he was the greatest thing in the world. Hey, lady!
Exactly. But when they were when they broke up, it was huge news. And I'm trying to think of, it's different than what's going on right now. I guess Bennifer. Going on, Ben Affleck and Jenna, but that's marriage. Liz and Dick for them.
Right, right.
But I'm just trying to think of a comedy team that any kind of team, like a band that broke up. It was Beatles-like for people that age. I guess that's about the best way to put it. And so they didn't talk for the longest time. And that's what happens. Think about being in a marriage, or a girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever it is. And, you spend a lot of time with each other, layers of issues compound.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened with them. So they went their separate ways. And Jerry Lewis became a huge star on his own. Dean Martin continued to be a huge star on his own. He did a bunch of he joined the Rat Pack, if you will, or Frank brought him along, and they did all those movies and concerts and so on and so forth. Well, I think it was 75 or 76, maybe 76. Jerry Lewis telethon. Frank comes out. Frank does his thing, whatever he's doing. And he decides he's had enough of this. And it could have only been Frank Sinatra who said, listen, I got a friend backstage, and I'm going to bring him out, and it's about time you two talk. And he brings Dean Martin out.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And that was like show business stopped for a minute.
Yeah.
Because these three, Frank did it and put them together, and it was one of those moments. So I always remember that. And then I remember my parents talking about it.
Yeah.
Everybody was talking about that.
Well, everybody watched. Everybody watched because you never knew who you were going to see. You know what I mean? As far as the stars.
Everybody performed.
Yeah.
There was no, so-and-so don't perform. No. Jerry Lewis gave everybody a chance. It was like Ed Sullivan almost.
True.
True. So anyway, throughout the day, any Labor Day Jerry Lewis muscular dystrophy telethon. Now, do they still do that? Forgive me for not knowing. I would imagine you could obviously make
donations
all the time, but
and whatnot.
I think we have to welcome in our producer here. Looks like she's got something to say. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Hey.
It seems that the Jerry Lewis telethon is going on live right now on YouTube in some form or fashion.
I knew they'd continue it. Muscular Dystrophy as an organization is not going to let that guy. And to keep that brand with his name to it. So I'm glad you mentioned that because I didn't know where it was. But you're saying now it's on YouTube?
Yes. So it looks like they're running like 3 or 4 different telethons from the past. They're running them today as like an active telethon. And it's funny because I've seen PBS do that. Me and my mother was watching PBS the other night. They ran an old telethon for PBS set back in, it had to be like 97.
Right. Oh, okay.
But they were running it that weekend to raise money for PBS that weekend. So they had like current telethon stuff taped to go in between the old telethon.
Oh, wow.
Footage of the show. But then they were also using it as a Time Warner commercial to sell the CD gift set. Yeah, it was going on for one. It took me a minute to figure out what exactly was going on in that broadcast. But yeah.
I'm going to do what Sam does, Noel, and that is usually bring it local. And I'm going to tell you something. When I first moved here and I was working up the dial, we would participate in that telethon locally.
Okay.
And it was the first time I ever met somebody. Because, see, I had a perception of this state coming from Illinois. You know, it wasn't a bad one. I just had a perception of it. So I moved down here, and I started in... Well, I got down here like in April or something like that. But my point is, the first year I was on the air, we were asked to participate in this. And the guy who did it every year that I was here, those first decade it seemed like, and he was established, and you will know who I'm talking about, and the audience will know who I'm talking about. When I first looked at this dude, I thought, well, this is the real-life Clark Gable. This is the real-life Rhett Butler, because he just looked like that. And you know who I'm talking about? Ken Cook from Fox 5.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know where he is these days, but, man, Ken Cook, to me...
He did play a big role in that.
He looked just like Rhett Butler from Gone with the Wind, and he had that, had that look. But Ken Cook was always the host, locally.
Mm-hmm.
And they would come back to him, and there'd be a bunch of radio people and other TV people that would be manning the phones.
Right.
But I just remember that one of my first years doing that, they asked us to come out. And it was like a crazy hour of the night, for me at least. they had the primetime people coming in earlier.
Right.
But they had the overnight folks, they come in. You used to work it overnight, so go have a seat at 10 o'clock at night and call you around 3 or 4. No, but it was one of those memories I hadn't thought about until now. But Ken Cook doing, and there was another woman who did it for years, Deborah Richards. But there were a number of people. I don't think Monica ever did it. I think it was the channel.
It's a Channel 5 thing.
Channel 5 did it? Okay,
It was Five's baby.
But every time locally. I saw that dude, and I'll tell you something else that Ken Cook used to be good at, man. And I I'm not sure where he is. I'm send shout-outs to him if you know where he is and tell him we were talking about him this morning. That dude was a hell of a bowler, too.
Really?
He had his own ball. There was an event, right? They had one of those media events at a bowling alley, and this dude showed up, and I believe he came with his own bag and ball. You know the dudes who bowl and got their own ball, like Bill Murray and like a flower. Well,
that
in
don't
the
mean
middle of
because you got your own ball don't mean you're good.
Well,
it's just like you got your own golf club. That don't mean you're great at golf.
You know, you're right there. But I'm telling you, bowling's one of those sports that if you spend that much time to go get a ball and get a bag, you've been doing it for a minute. As opposed to golf.
Story about a bowling ball.
Uh-oh.
Person I used to work with. They were remain nameless. They don't know we're working the market.
Okay.
And we would go out to work, still working over 11. We would go out sometimes because, they got Midtown lanes that are around the corner from the station. So there's some nights we go around and just roll a couple of lanes just to have some fun. And so he had a bag, ball, opens it up, and the ball has a name on it.
Yeah.
Chapman. And I said, well, who is Chapman, man? And he says, he went to this shop, some sports shop. I don't know, it had odds and ends or something, and the guy had a bowling ball. And he said, your hand can fit this bowling ball. I'm going to give it to you real cheap. And he went in and fit it. And says, Chapman was the guy. His wife was getting this man a bowling ball as a gift. And he died.
Don't.
and this was his bowling ball.
Oh, hell no.
The guy
had to get. There ain't no way in the world I'm taking. There ain't no way in the world. You keep that all day long.
Hey, I tell you what, he had a good night. He bowled about a 200 game with a dead man's ball. Chapman, huh?
Did he keep the ball?
Yeah, he kept the ball. He paid. I don't know how much he paid for the ball. $10-15 because it was drill. It would have been drilled.
It was already
else.
Yeah. It was already
in his hands. Right. What you gonna do with that? And he goes in there and he tried it and it fit and he bought it. And I said, "That's the story of Chapman." I said, "Who is Chapman? Man, you got Chapman's name on his dead man's bowling ball."
That's a phrase I didn't think I'd hear when I woke up this morning.
What's that?
Dead man's bowling ball. I just
actually happened.
I don't think I've ever heard that in life.
Truth is wilder than fiction.
No, you're right there. That's a good one. I got nothing to say about that. I guess we'll get into East Lake and what's going on out there a little bit later. We'll make a point of talking about the Tour Championship.
And we talk about the U.S. Open.
And the U.S.
Open.
We
had a major departure yesterday.
It ain't all college and NFL and Major League Baseball. We got some stuff we got to get to, and some of it happening locally here. We're having some fun. It's a holiday morning. It's Labor Day. It's the end, officially the end of summer. But despite that, me and Sam got white pants on, and we're going to have some fun. In for the morning shift. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Somebody offer you $1,000. You can either whistle this or the Andy Griffith theme. Which one are you taking?
Here's a little song
Andy Griffith.
I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note.
I think that's right because Andy Griffith will be a little more challenging.
Yeah. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. All on this Labor Day, in for the morning shift. Oh, first of all, we got to start off, despite Bobby McFerrin, we like. By the way, have you seen this since we talked about this a few weeks ago, the video?
I remember the video, though.
Oh, you do remember?
Yep,
okay,
yep,
Robin Williams
Robin
in
Williams
it.
Robin Williams making an appearance.
But Noel talk about somebody who's somebody's going to scoop her up. I'm telling you, I'm a little nervous about this. She's going to be in prime time. She's going to be in one of the coasts, working for big money sometime soon. Because it just she does the little things.
Yeah,
and that's what top flight producers do. And again, we're talking nonsensical stuff last segment about muscular dystrophy telethon and Frank Sinatra. And she
boom.
Finds it, and boom. That's what you heard going into break. So, Noelle, as always, thank you. And by the way, we're going to venture into her world coming up at 7:40, as we always do.
Get ready.
Got a fresh casting call coming up at 8:20. Going to talk some tour championship here. Brandon Hutchinson. We had Dustin Long on yesterday from NBC talking about the race that was on last night. And we got big race weekend coming up next weekend here in town. Brandon Hutchinson, the man who runs everything out there at Atlanta Motor Speedway, he will be joining us. I'll tell you what. Let's save what happened yesterday.
What happened yesterday? What?
No, at the race.
Okay.
Yeah, and we'll get into that
in a
little
race.
Bit.
The race.
Yikes. He didn't really do that. He did it the other way.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is what I did, Tracy.
You're riding around in the car, and
things happen.
Yeah, they do.
Things happen. but East Lake, let's take a second and talk about what's going on out there.
Okay.
I mean, because we can catch up with college football.
If you want to.
Big games here, but we were going to do that off the top, and I know you wanted to make a point
and
of
then,
that.
And then, of course, U.S. Open. So, you know, we got all that happening. That's the thing. That's the thing that this we talked about, the calendar changing and all these different things kind of rolling together. And, you know, this event takes place, a little garden party takes place here in Atlanta. And a big check, a whole lot of money gets handed out. And it happened yesterday.
It didn't land on me. I mean, A, you kind of figured he was going to get it. B, he doesn't.
Well, you know what, though? And here's the thing. He came out several weeks ago talking about how much he didn't like the scoring and the playoff scoring because he hadn't won it.
Mm-hmm. You know, okay.
So he came out. He said, "I don't like the way this. I think the scoring system is, it's all bad." You know, and because he had been in this position before and it didn't happen, somebody else came up and took it. And this time he hung on it and got it.
That's right. Well, he can get ill on the, about his feelings. He can be raw about it because he got street cred, right? Because he done some time. Right? He can say what he wants
what
now.
What a year this has been for him.
I mean, really, you talk
Scottie
about
it. Scottie Scheffler has had a year. He's had an amazing year, and it's gone so many places, Olympic gold medal, wins.
Did some time.
Right, Masters, Players' Championship, Tour Championship.
And had a bologna sandwich with warm chocolate milk.
Whatever they were serving.
They were serving that morning, right? If he didn't get it snatched from him.
You may have. You gonna eat that?
Good nut. Yeah. Complications, repercussions up in here.
Get your voice real deep.
Yeah.
But he wins yesterday, and 25 mil. The people who got a chance to go out to East Lake. So people who went out got a chance to see history. The thing of it is, how do you handle that history? And when you see the state of golf right now, and NBC. And Mike Tirico was in town. You know what I mean?
We should talk to Mike.
We should, but I mean, he's too busy going from the Olympics to that to the NFL Sunday night game. I mean,
that sounds like our Conti.
Yeah, right. I don't know how much they're paying him, but they're making him earn every penny.
Well, he's your boy now. He's the Costas of NBC.
Yeah, but he don't talk all night after the game like Costas. Costas wouldn't know when they're showing Costas rap cues, and he's like looking up. I don't see you. I don't know what you're talking about. You know, wrap it up, man. Come on, we want to go home.
You know what I didn't know about Bob Costas? That I was watching Last Dance again, and he actually was the announcer for the Bulls when they were on WGN. Like his first job, he had you should see his haircut.
Yeah.
Then he looks like he's part of the Brady Bunch. And he's on with Johnny.
I think he actually goes back to the ABA.
Yeah, I'm saying Johnny Red Kerr and him did Bulls games on WGN. And I had completely forgot about that.
Yeah.
So yeah, he paid his dues.
He'd been back there for a while. But Scottish and NBC in their effort to hearing what a lot of people would say, did their best to just put a span and link between Scottie Scheffler and Tiger Woods. they put every graphic they could think of. Mm-hmm. You know, last time somebody won 7 tournaments in a year, here's Tiger. They brought out video clips from different tournaments, and here's Tiger. I mean, they just went all in to draw this line and this connection, I guess, so people would better appreciate what they've had a chance to see this year.
And to mention something that gets their attention and possibly lean in. This is making my point earlier, and again, I want to make it clear that my whole issue with this sport is they don't have that X factor. And the last X factor was Tiger. And even injured Tiger, even limping around Tiger, brought people to the TV more than these guys. And I don't care if the better ones are on the live tour. Listen, Mickelson had the tour to himself for a while Tiger was out. He didn't bring people to the TV. There are other golfers who were coming up. Brooks Koepka, who's just a so-and-so. They tried to, you know, manufacture that beef between him and DeChambeau. They had that tournament at night and all. Yep. That didn't work. You can't – there's a couple things or a few things in life you just can't manufacture. You can't manufacture romance. It just happens. There are things that happen organically. And what Tiger's story was and the reason we went to the TV is the same reason we go there for others. It's an indescribable –
What's it say? This year is the WNBA.
Exactly.
Right.
And it's not
this
always –
This year's Caitlin Clark and WNBA.
There you go.
Right.
And that – we've seen that blueprint already.
Right.
If you're old enough.
Right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You got to be a certain age to remember. So we know that formula works. But they still have to do their job. They still got to be exceptional at what they do.
And so that's the thing. This guy, he's out there and he's doing tremendous things talking about Scheffler. And like I said, they're trying to draw this analogy with he and Tiger showing the video clips and everything. I said, and I'm watching them say, boy, they're working hard.
Yeah, they are.
They're really working hard to do that. And how do you treat this? Do you say yeah and but? You know, yeah, he won all that. But
I don't. Me personally, I don't.
But if you're going to link him to Tiger, because Tiger did compete against all of the best. He competed. He did his against all. And the thing of it is, when you play golf, you play the course anyway, right?
Right. Exactly. So it doesn't really matter.
Well, yeah, it does too.
Okay. So then compare his score to people who've played East Lake in the past.
I'm not talking about the scores. I'm just saying who's out there and you competing against as far as people.
And
watching
he beat him. This is again. You and I disagree on this. I don't think he should get an asterisk. This is on golf. As a sport, you guys messed around and you gave this opportunity to these other players to jump ship. Okay, so they're not there. Madison Baumgartner got himself a no-hitter. He couldn't help it if Major League Baseball cut from 9 innings to 7 innings. He got a no-hitter, and they still didn't give it to him. My point for saying is sometimes you just have to just accept it because the sport shot its own self in the foot by doing what it did. And if you're not going to acknowledge what these guys did, and I know I went to New York by way of Phoenix with this analogy, but still – I got a beef with a couple of these places. My problem is more with golf. And no, I'm not putting an asterisk there because he beat the people they put in front of him. You know, Mike Tyson never fought Ali. He beat the people they put in front of him. And you can say they were lesser talent than what Ali went up against or what Sugar Ray Leonard went up against. But Mike Tyson knocked out every dude for a period of time they put in front of him. And Scheffler's done the same thing, despite getting thrown in jail. Season, right?
They
and
got
he
him
still
out.
Came
they,
out and whooped they, everybody's
they,
behind.
Right, they wouldn't fished him out. He went out and handled his business.
Tiger never did that.
Nope.
All right. Phil Mickelson never did that. Jack Nicklaus never did that. So again, I don't care who's playing on live. I don't think that it would make the sport any more compelling. It might have made competition.
And I think that's what I'm talking about. Just for the sake of competition and those events, I think that if people watched golf, they tuned in for the majors and for the Olympics because they knew that people dropped the tour logos, the tour name, and they played. The best guys went out there and they competed, and you had a chance to see it. And I think that's what made those events. Those events are special anyway. They're even more special now because of this. But this event that we have here in Atlanta is special for a number of reasons. And I do want to say about East Lake and the East Lake Foundation and the people that benefit, the organizations that benefit from this. It's a great, great fundraiser. And so people go out and support it. That's what makes East Lake truly special to me, the impact. Here's a community that people had kind of given up on, you know, and in turn, it became the model that other sections of the city attempt to pattern themselves after. becoming a place where you want to be, you want to live, you want to move there. Get a little pricey over there. And you remember the days when it was rough. It was the home of the drive-by. You talk to guys like Stuart Sinkberg, who were on Georgia Tech golf team. That's where they would practice and play, because Bobby Jones, Georgia Tech.
Right.
Back in the day, that was Georgia Tech's place. And he would say they would be out there practicing golf sometimes, pop, 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 everybody hit the ground. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. That's old East Lake. And through this tournament and the things that have been done in that community, it has revitalized an area, and is a place that a lot of people have given up on. Is an awesome place to go and watch golf. Awesome charter school there.
I was just going to say, the charter school we talked about
is amazing. Amazing. The first tee program is there. So many of those young people are learning to play golf in elementary school, Greg. Can you imagine going out to recess and you've got golf, go to a golf course? You know, he's like with school.
Well, actually, I kind of did that in a different kind of way. We would cut school and go to Columbus Park.
No, this is part of this.
Hop the fence in the second hole and play eight holes. That's what we used to do.
But this is part of your school, but what I mean. So I mean, it's an amazing thing that takes place there. You do want to take your cap off to that. Yeah, golf got some issues, but I'm glad here at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game that we broadcast live from out there this week and support this event. And thanks for all the people who go out and support it.
And let's just once again think about the events that have taken place in the city the last few weeks, reminding us, and we should just put it out there, this is why we're considered an international city.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to say, let's not sleep on all the events that this city can put together all at once, you know, and do it successfully, have multiple networks here covering events, and on top of that, throw Dragon Con in there.
How about that?
You know
what
I mean?
How about
that? Throw everything in there. By the way, if you were to go to Dragon Con, who would you dress up as?
Oh, man. I ain't even thought about that. Yes, I was talking with some people the other day. I said, you know, man, you think it's a bad idea we go and do this?
Can we put each other in costumes?
Yeah.
When we come back, Noel, you tell me who you would put me.
I'm Barney Rubble.
No, I'm going to put you in a costume.
I can't be Barney Rubble.
No, you're too tall, man. You'd be Barney Rubble. So let's do this, and we got to be honest, because this is how we see each other in a fun kind of way. So you pick one for Noel. Noel, you pick one for me, and I'll pick one for Sam. Like a cartoon character, you could see us walking around dragging. Or you, the one you think we should grab. All right? And have some fun with that, man. It's a holiday morning. This ain't our show. This is the morning shift.
This is the morning shift.
Hey, shout out to Tiffany, Bo, and Mike. Thank you for letting us come on in here.
Thank you.
On this Labor Day morning. We will actually talk about some games. Actually, there was a big one last night.
Great one last night.
We're going to talk about LSU and a whole lot of that. Brian Kelly. Hey, he just slamming the table.
Man, Southern Cal.
This
is great for Southern Cal.
And I'd like to talk about the Braves, but thanks to their contract with DirecTV, I couldn't see it.
Well,
bounced all around.
That was a bumpy finish.
So you have to tell me what happened with the Braves.
Yeah, that was bumpy.
Come back, Sam and Greg. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 9829thegame.com, and take us with you in the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. It's Greg, Sam and Greg on this Monday morning. It's going to feel like Sunday all day. Especially if she's playing this music, too. I feel like we're ready to go to church. It's going to feel like this holiday is going to feel like a Sunday, but it is a Monday morning. It is Labor Day, and we are in for the morning shift. In fact, we'll be here for the steakhouse, too, first hour. Steak and Sandra. So shout out to Tiffany, Bo, and Mike, and Steak and Sandra. And hope they're enjoying their holiday off here. I have a question for you. We're going to talk baseball here in just a second. But what is more impressive to you? Because, see, I find this amazing, that there was no way in the world that there was going to be something that dwarfed what we saw last year out of Ronald Acuña Jr. That achievement, 40-70, right?
Yep.
How can somebody have a season that's better than that? I ask you this. 40-70 or 50-50?
Wow. And they both seem possible right now.
I mean, we are a 9-iron away from Ohtani doing something, which I find a little bit more impressive than Ronald Acuña. And I'll tell you why. They took one of his attributes away from him. One of them that got him to the All-Star game. And that was pitching.
Yeah.
So he's not pitching this year. So you figure he's one-dimensional.
On a team that could have used him.
That absolutely could have used him.
Their pitching has been, you know what I mean?
And this guy goes out and does something historic with his legs in a way. And it ain't like he's built, you know, this ain't Ricky Henderson or one of them, you know, them jackrabbits. This is a big dude. And he's getting he nearly 50 stolen bases.
Yeah.
And what, 2 years ago, how many people were talking about?
How much does it help that he's not pitching? Because now he can totally focus on those things.
Well,
yeah, that's
don't really
thing,
know. I can't measure it by anything. But what he did was, how many people bring another world-class skill set to their arsenal when they have one taken away? We know what Ken Griffey and Barry Bonds and other great players, you know, of the eight players that play out there other than the pitcher on a daily basis. We know they can, if one part of their game has a slump, you know they're going to continue to field or they're going to continue to run. Slump, you know, speed doesn't go into a slump, as they say. But this dude, I don't know how you feel about this.
To me, it becomes more amazing next year if he pitches, you know, and it, obviously, you
well,
know.
He's not going to run if he's pitching. He's not going to run.
Is he going to hit if he's pitching?
Oh, he'll pitch. Well, we already seen that.
But because the pitchers have taken the bat. Okay, well, then if he pitches and goes just five innings. Those are other parts of this equation.
This is Robert's problem to work. This
right,
is a great
you know what
problem,
I mean? Right,
right?
Right, because now he gets to play all nine innings. If he's a starting pitcher, he may not, you know, it depends on how the pitching goes. If the pitching don't go well, he might be out of there in four.
Well, just like any other pitcher. My thing is also this.
Do you leave him in the game longer because you want him to hit?
He's going to be DH.
No, I'm not talking about when he starts pitching next season.
Again, we'll see how it plays out.
I'm saying.
We'll see how it plays out.
Yeah.
But those guys will make the decision. But I mean, when, if ever, has there been a decision like this made by a major league manager? What's the phrase du jour? There's been no unicorn like this before.
No. But I mean, you know, you've had pitchers back when pitchers did hit, and guys who didn't want the bat taken away from you, your Bob Gibsons and people like that, they wanted to hit.
The competition here in Atlanta between those, you know, Glavin, Smoltz, and Maddox, and who was, you know, they had a little trophy between the three of them.
Throw Phil Negro in there, a guy who loved to hit.
Oh, really?
I
know nothing about
that. He didn't want to take the bat out of his hand, you know?
Okay.
And so that's just it. We've seen pitchers in this town who could hit.
I got a question for you, because you'd be the only one that could answer this question. Best hitting pitcher of the Braves since they've been here in Atlanta.
Wow.
Would it be Glavin? I'm throwing that out there. And everybody's thinking right now, and they're
Max
screaming
Fried.
At the radio.
Uh-huh.
Max Fried? I don't know if he's got a long enough resume to say that he's the best, but I mean, I don't know. What's his average? You'll look this. You'll find that out there.
You know, but now he doesn't get a chance to.
Well, yeah, there you go.
You know, they've taken the bat out of his hand. You know, I would probably say Smoltz.
I thought Maddox was the dude who got it done more, between them three. But now you bring it up Phil Negro.
Oh, Phil Negro was fantastic. Phil, they actually used to pinch hit Phil Negro sometimes.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. You know.
Okay. 404-726-0929. Who was, in your mind, the best?
Well, you know,
Atlanta
have one Braves pitcher to hit the two grand slams.
Tony was it Clowinger?
Tony Clowinger.
Yeah, that's so long. But he ain't do nothing after that.
But he did that day.
You're right there. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Hey, on this day. Speaking of baseball, I have a football player who's celebrating a birthday. Actually, this is one of those things I want to just take a second and do this reverentially. Is that the right word?
With reverence.
Thank you. The people who born on the same day, you know, I do this all the time as we get ready to get out of this segment here, but we're going to be here for another minute. Krista McCaffrey.
Okay.
Krista McCaffrey. Caffrey.
Which one?
You remember her? McCaffrey? Krista McCaffrey. McCaffrey. Forgive me for mispronouncing her name, but she was the teacher who was on the challenge.
McAuliffe.
Okay,
yes.
That's how you pronounce it?
Mm-hmm.
Krista McAuliffe. Today would have been her birthday.
Yep.
You know who she shares a birthday with?
Is that?
Of all people? Terry Bradshaw.
Wow.
Again, today would have been their birthday. The fifth Beatle would have been his birthday today. You say he wore wigs all the time? Billy Preston.
He wasn't wearing one the night I met him.
But, okay.
He had a bar at Mr. V's.
And as I said, speaking of baseball.
Nothing from nothing, leave nothing.
There are those who will say this guy was the best commissioner baseball has seen. I don't know. Peter Uberoth.
Yep.
Peter Uberoth's birthday is today.
He would get my vote. That between that and the Olympics. LA Olympics.
Yeah. Yep. 87, though. Man, been here for a minute. Yep. And so anyway, we are looking forward to talking to Russell Baxter coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, talking NFL. He's got some opinions about what I'm sure not only the Falcons, but the Steelers should be doing with that quarterback position. Oh, yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. Brandon Hutchinson, getting ready for a race weekend next week out at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Always love talking to Brandon. So he's going to come up. He's going to join us at 8:20. Mm-hmm. Quaker State 400. Available at Walmart, by the way.
Available at Walmart, just in case you're wondering where you would find it.
Get that in there.
3-2 Phillies beat the Braves last night, and we didn't get a chance. They had Aaron Nola, and he kind of gave one of his usual performances. He goes 6 full innings, strikes out 9, but it goes to the 11th inning, and the Braves lose it.
So they had to go to extra innings for this thing?
Go to extra innings.
Because, again, I couldn't see the game last night. Thank you.
Right, TV. Would you guys work this out with, ESPN,
but it's a rough way to leave Philadelphia. You wanted to get some you want to win some more games.
Now you come home and smack around Colorado.
There you go.
So you couldn't make. I mean, you couldn't
still
close the gap.
You're still seven games back.
And the fact that you you can smell the Mets behind you because they're only one game back.
Yeah.
All right. It's September. It's all on them right now, and they know what they got to do. And they've made some adjustments. I don't care about who's possibly coming back before the end of the month. Are they going to be in game shape and where they were before they went on the
Well, I tell you who's back and shows he's in great shape was Michael Harris with that catch.
Yeah, he did.
That catch that goes in the annals right alongside the Otis Nixon, takeaway from Andy Van Slyke.
Yeah, walking up the wall.
The Andrew Jones bug on the windshield thing he caught.
Bug on the windshield.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one where you just went up and his feet just hit, in the fence, kind of like, and he caught the ball.
Oh, okay, I got you. Right, with his back to it. So it was kind of a Willie Mays-like, but not really.
Right,
Okay.
So, I mean, I think that one goes right up there, the catch that he made this weekend. So we know he's in good shape.
Yeah, well, again.
And that's also, I mean, to me, that catch exemplifies where this team is right now. You know what I mean? You we're still there. It seems like they're down. It seemed like that was going to be a tough blow. You go back and you pull it back in. And, I hope that's kind of like something that they will think about and say, come back home and get some wins here at home this week. They're off today, and the Rockies come in tomorrow night.
The defense wasn't the issue. The defense wasn't what was going to make you walk into traffic last year. It was the bats or lack thereof.
Yeah.
And so you gotta hope that timely hitting starts to rear its head. You want to see these guys in the 11th inning, not take the L, find a way to fight back. That's all we talked about last year was from the 7th inning on, these guys seem to gel during the season.
Yeah, yeah.
And for whatever reason, now mind you, we don't have the same players playing. So, I don't know if it's next man up. But some of these guys, like I talked about yesterday, defensively have shown me some things. So this little window that you have before the playoffs start, hopefully they will gain the confidence and feel like they belong. Once you feel that, you play better.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And there's no rhyme or reason when that happens, when that lands on you for whatever the reason. But let's just hope that it just happens sometime soon here. Hey, Sam.
Hey.
Today was the day that Wilma Rudolph got the gold medal.
All right.
Talk about Wilma Rudolph here all the time.
Pride of Tennessee State.
Yes.
Tiger Bell.
Yes. And broke Muhammad Ali's heart. Excuse me. Broke Cassius Clay's heart. Broke Cassius Clay's heart. Because she wanted to hang out with Rafer Johnson. Also, I actually talked about this too with you. I watched The Answer and Allen Iverson talking about the people who helped him get to where he's, born to a teen mother, but along the way, the people that helped him get through the struggles in front of him. Went to, grew up in the same town as parents' college, Hampton, Virginia.
Yeah.
Right? But the part that really kind of got me was when he talked about John Thompson. and what John Thompson did for him and to him.
Yes.
And the tough love that he got would have been John Thompson's birthday today.
Wow.
So I won't throw that
Coach.
Out there. Coach, yeah, lost him in 20.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Anyway, Sam and Greg, we are heading into the 7 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about what's going on locally here. Russell Baxter is going to join us, talk NFL, and into Noel's world. And I got a little something for these two guys. Oh, excuse me, two folks, one guy, one beautiful woman that I work with. That's coming up, top of the hour. Sam and Greg in for the morning shift on this Labor Day morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And take us with you in the Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.